There were some big developments in the Scottsdale Unified School District Friday. The governing board agreed to pay Superintendent Denise Birdwell $150,000 to resign. KJZZ's Mariana Dale was at the meeting, and she's here now. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning, Lauren.
So you've been to a lot of these special meetings lately. So how was Friday different?
So it's different in that there was actually other people there. There's been, I think, about a dozen of these special meetings so far this year, a lot of it to address these controversial issues. And usually it's just me and another reporter or two. But Friday, there was a few dozen parents, teachers, and community members. They were protesting. One of them was Charlotte Gillum Tolson. She held up a sign that said, "Not another cent to pay off the criminals you brought to SUSD."
It's about more than just us. Everybody in SUSD district pays our taxes and towards paying for our kids' education. And so everybody in our community needs to know about this.
So remind us, why were people so frustrated?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, the board took the first steps to firing the superintendent and the chief operating officer. They laid out dozens of ways that the two violated school policy. Just a couple of examples. Superintendent Birdwell took more than $30,000 in payments from an architect that was later hired by the district. She also used district money to hire an attorney to defend her personal reputation. She later paid back that money. But she also hired chief operations officer Lewis Hartwell. He's the brother of a person that she shared a bank account with. He doesn't have a single college degree in a position that demands a master's degree, and he made numerous financial mistakes during his time at the district. If the district fired these two for cause, which is what they were trying to do, they wouldn't owe them any money at all.
So why did they decide to settle?
In short, it's kind of complicated. So as part of firing administrators for cause, they're entitled to a hearing. And that process could have taken up to 4 months for both of them, and the district would have had to have keep paying them throughout this hearing process. Mm. And then even if the district was successful and was able to fire them, they could have filed an appeal to the county superior court, and that could have led to more lawsuits, more lawyers' fees, and ultimately more money paid by the district. They just decided it was cheaper and it was much quicker to settle.
To move on. So was this an easy decision for the board to make?
Not at all. Over the last couple of months, I've watched this board act pretty much entirely unified. Mm-hmm. All of their votes have been unanimous, and that wasn't the case on Friday. Even board members like Allison Beckham, who ended up supporting the settlements, had a really tough time with it.
I would also like to see justice. However, I've learned justice comes in many forms, and not always the ones that feel the best.
At the end of the night, Pam Kirby was the lone no vote. She was not okay with the fact that the settlement stopped the district from suing Hartwell and Birdwell in the future.
So do we have a sense of what the lasting impact of all of this might be?
I talked to teacher Beth Parsons after the meeting. She says she's been a teacher in Scottsdale for 25 years.
There are people like myself who are cutting their careers short because of the discomfort. And that's a really mild word.
She was kind of censoring herself there, and she is retiring this year. She cares really deeply about this district, and she wants to see it recover and ultimately refocus on students.
I want to be hopeful that people who deserve second chances get them. And I think that what we need to do is to start to look at where the mistakes are. What is it that we really value?
So it sounds like the district still has a lot of work today to mend its relationship with the community.
Definitely. And I think it's going to start with how they end up choosing its new superintendent. And that's a process that's going to start imminently. They say they're going to involve the public. They're going to involve teachers. And so we'll see who the next leader of the district is.
All right. That's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Mariana, thank you for your reporting.
You're welcome.